Chapter 3. A World Underwater. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. To many of us, the form of that second sentence comes as a surprise. Jesus did not say that he who believes and is saved shall be baptized. No, he put it the other way around. He who believes and is baptized, he said, shall be saved. It is only at our peril that we change something that the Lord has said into something that he did not say. Everything he says matters, and he means every word of it. But if this is so, then it must be a fact that only by having faith in him and being baptized are we saved. Some will be puzzled at this. "What do you mean?" they will protest. But do not puzzle, and do not blame me. I did not say that. My Lord said it. He it was who laid down the order: faith, then baptism, then salvation. We must not reverse it to faith, salvation, baptism, however much we might prefer it that way. What the Lord said must stand, and it is for us only to pay heed to it. I make no apology for taking these words of Mark 16:16 as authentic words of Jesus, though I am aware that there are critics who question them. Once in a country village, I came across a tailor named Chen. He had picked up a Gospel of Mark, and when he reached this passage, which the critics all affirm does not belong to that Gospel at all, he believed and trusted in the Lord. There were no other Christians in the place, and so no one to baptize him. What should he do? Then he read verse 20. God would confirm to him his word. That was sufficient. So in his simplicity, he decided to test out one of the promises in verse 18. Accordingly, he visited several neighbors who were sick. After prayer, he laid hands on them in Jesus' name and then returned home. In due course, and without exception, he told me, they recovered. That satisfied him. With his faith confirmed, he carried quietly on with his tailoring, where when I came across him, he was faithfully witnessing to his Lord.